We're back to the Lara Coates Show, only on Sirius XM Urban View.
Oh, see, I'm doing my shoulder dance. I'm doing the Beyonce shoulder dance right now. Welcome back to Lara Coates Show here on Sirius XM Urban View, Channel 120. This, of course, one of the things that is getting lost in this discussion of Me Too and Brett Kavanaugh and, of course, girl magic and black girl magic and the power of women's voices and votes is that women are doing incredible things and that we are not sitting idly by waiting for our voices to be heard. We're shouting nonetheless. And there is a group of women who is doing an incredible thing right now. And I want you to hear about their program and their new work. Ruth Manuel Logan and Karen J. Halliburton are joining. Good morning. Are joining the show today. They are the managing editor and features editor of the 50bowl.com, the go-to site for African Americans who are over the age of 50. Their site is a groundbreaking site there is no others that compare to it. They are a girl power collective of four African American women over 50 who own the site and are also all former Essence magazine editors who met over 35 years ago. Here to tell us about their new platform and their new online magazine. Welcome, Ruth and Karen. How are you?
Welcome, Laura. Thank you
for having us on your show. We're so happy to be here.
I am so glad that you are here. I love what you're doing. Can you please tell everyone what this is like, what 50 Bold is, and why we should all look at it?
Absolutely. Well, it started with myself, Ruth Manuel Logan, and Karen Halliburton, who's also on the line, Judith Watson Remy, and Angela Kinnamore. We met, as you mentioned, over 35 years ago at Essence magazine. That was our first professional editorial job. And then over the years, we bonded, and even after each of us left the magazine to pursue other career opportunities, we stayed in touch. And we would get together socially pretty often. And so as we entered our 50s, we would find ourselves discussing life changes that weren't present during our earlier years, such as health issues, more serious health issues, death, caregiving, of course, menopause, empty nesting, retirement. And then at one of our get-togethers, a kind of light bulb went off, and we began throwing around ideas to create a vessel of information that would speak to us as aging black people over 50. And so our publication, 50 Bold, and that's 50bold.com, was born. And then we realized that as a girl power collective, that we could speak to our African-American 50-plus community about issues that affect us because we have, if you will, the inside skinny, because we are our readers. And so we offer information and resources that help tackle many of life's transitions. And we also offer escapism as well. So I think we give our readers a good mix of features, such as entertainment and health and food and lifestyle. And we cover sex, which is very popular, and fashion and beauty. And we've even managed to incorporate poetry.
And in many ways, this publication, 50bold.com, if you want to look at it, you're tapping into a niche that oftentimes is overlooked. It seems that you have certainly a breadth of information out there in magazines and no shortage of online publications to look at. But sometimes even in all of the information, it doesn't speak to you the same way specifically. What is it that people, why was there an absence of this particular voice and why did you want to fill it?
This is Karen. I think that we have been overlooked. We are a lucrative, untapped market that advertisers aren't even looking at. You have AARP, which is for 50 and older for the general population, but we are a niche market of African-American men and women that no one's really zeroing or focusing in on. And I think that we are, as far as I know, the only ones out here that are doing that.
Mm-hmm. And so why, at this particular point, especially with the elections coming up and all the different things, I mean, everything that talked about healthcare to issues of sex, the issues of fashion and beauty, entertainment, lifestyle, everything is included in here. What are some of the things you can get here that you can't get anywhere else on 50bold.com?
This is Ruth. We wanted to embrace our distinction. So in our magazine, we have a great emphasis on health. because health is a major concern in our community. We are battling so many things. For instance, black men in particular in our age range are walking time bombs. They're plagued with prostate, colorectal, lung disease, and they can expect to die 5 years earlier than their white counterparts. We have an issue with diabetes. Black Americans, diabetes is 60% more common in the black community than in white America. Asthma, you know, African Americans are 3 times more likely to die of asthma than white Americans. We have so many health issues. So we have a really strong emphasis on health in our magazine. That's a primary focus in our magazine.
You also talk about the health of finances too, right?
Yes, we do. We cover money issues. We cover retirement. A lot of our folks are retiring. A lot of our folks are unemployed. They're looking to make new career moves. And because when people reach their 50s, oftentimes we become unemployable. And a lot of us get laid off, because we are in our 50s, and that seems to be the magic decade for being unemployed for a lot of us. And so we have to look to make other career moves oftentimes.
You know, talking with ladies who are behind this really great online publication called 50 Bold, it's really an important production and publication. Ruth Manuel Logan, as well as Karen Halliburton, are two of the four women who are a part of this wonderful venture. Tell us about the startup of this. I mean, I know you work at Essence, but what was it like for you from going from it being a passion project to one that was realized? What were the steps you had to take for those who are hearing this thing? And so, I could do this too, or I want to tap into my own creative resources and figure out how I can use their leap of faith for my own advantage as well.
Okay. Yeah, we used to meet maybe periodically, maybe once or twice a year. We would come together over food at a dinner or lunch, and we would discuss, you know, our children, our lives, our jobs, and then we just started thinking about, you know, Essence Magazine and where we came from and how that was a viable vehicle. And we thought, you know, in this technology world, everything's moving to the digital online. So we thought, who's talking to our age group? So that's how we decided that we would launch 50bold.com, which would be a magazine, a digital magazine, which would be to the African Americans 50 and older. So it includes men and women, unlike Essence Magazine, which is just geared toward women. And so we also have light-hearted topics too, because we do articles, like you said, on sex, like ladies fire up your sex life. So it's not real always deep and heavy, or reclaiming your inner bitch, you know. So we just do bold, fun, awesome articles.
Well, what I mean is too, though, and that's great. What I mean is, though, people want to hear about how that started. I mean, you have the startup. What happens from the time you say, okay, I'd like to do an online publication? What does it take? You all know about the print media world. How did you transition to the digital, and how did you get yourself to think about it as a, what's the best format? How do we get the advertisers? How do people do what you've done?
Well, speaking of advertisers, this is where we're struggling with now, because so many advertisers, since we're a new publication and because I guess the our target age range, I think it's been difficult to get advertising. So that's something that we really want to encourage. But we, since we have an editorial background, we were all writers and editors. So that battle, we sort of looked, half the battle was won there. And then as far as getting to understand the digital platform, we had to do a lot of reading. We actually had to go to the library, sit down, and get books on how to make this publication, to actually get it on the web and to get it going. Mm-hmm. We actually had to do a lot of reading. I mean, that's basically what it comes down to, is doing a lot of reading to prepare yourself to do something like this.
Well, the great thing is it's available for everyone. It's online, and it's absolutely free, right?
Yes. Absolutely free, and we encourage people to please subscribe. At the top of the page, there's a little button there that says you know, subscribe. And what people can do is just go there and just provide us with their name and email, and that's all they need to do. I know a lot of us in our age range are sort of tech phobic, and we will not bombard you with all kinds of ridiculous emails. We just notify our readers twice a month to let them know that the publication is out. We come out twice a month, by the way. And that's all they need to do. That's it. Very simple.
And you have a great mix of articles for people that keeps them interested in anything from health to sex to income and wealth to retirement to even things about whether you have caregiver exhaustion. There's a recent one you have as well. All these things are very important. It caters to a particular niche. The voices of everyone is not lost. And so this is really, really great, ladies. It's called 50bold.com. Again, that's 50bold.com. Follow them on Facebook, like their posts, follow them on social media as well. It's all really important. And again, we often talk about the need to have our voices heard and platforms that speak and cater to us. And so if you want that in your life, support the people who are actually doing it. Lady, thank you for your time. It's a really great publication called 50bold.com. Anything else you want to say?
I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us.
I'm glad you were here.
Appreciate it. And please, all, please do support us. We would appreciate it. Thank you all.
Thank you, Ruth Manuel Logan and Karen Halliburton. I know you're just two of the four dynamic women, but please go to 50bold.com. If you want to see yourself, please follow the organization. They're actually helping to see that happen and give you a voice. I'll be right back after a quick break. Thank you.